Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. This is Minister James Browning, and I just want to welcome you again to the Holistic Ministry Show. We are broadcasting live today from Phoenix, Arizona. We finally got into cool weather, and it's feeling good. I'm enjoying it. Reminds me a little bit of the East Coast from where I'm from. And it's lovely. It's a wonderful day to be alive and a wonderful day to be able to enjoy such high energy and such wonderful morning. I just thank you, beloved ones, for tuning in this morning. I want to welcome all of my old listeners and just say thank you for tuning in. I'm so grateful for you because you guys really keep me motivated and keep me going and keep me moving in the right direction. And just, you know, inspire me to keep doing this show, and I'm grateful for that. And for all you new folks who are first-time listeners who are just maybe coming on, we know that everything is great and wonderful, and I'm glad that you're able to tune in this morning and glad that you are with us, and hopefully you will become an old listener as well. You know, this is a spiritual program. We are a metaphysical ministry. And we enjoy the format that we've taken, and we're not your traditional church, but we are a spiritual center. And more than anything else, we speak truth to power, and we're here to bring the words of the Creator and to bring forth inspiration and motivation to you. And this show is about to give you something that can help you to move forward in your life and help you to enhance your life. That's more important than, you know, anything else, to be able to live the opulent life that God intended for you to be. We serve a mighty and good God, loved ones, that want nothing but the very, very, very best for us, and that we just need to attune ourselves and understand that we are one of the God's children and that we are part of the kingdom of God. That we are, it's good, and it's all good, beloved ones, and that's what we're here today to talk about, the truth. The truth will set you free. That's a true fact today, so we're glad that you're able to tune in to hear a little of the truth today. And all of you who have been listening to me for some time now, you know that I kind of have a format of how I do this show, and, you know, prayer is essential to me doing the show in the manner that we need to do it. And more, we need God's assistance and help and all the higher archangels and all the other guardian angels, everyone who is there to participate to help us to move forward. We had a few challenges last couple weeks, but we know that the universal God force and the higher angels of communication is in our favor, and we know that everything is in divine order now. We're just grateful that we're moving in a new direction now. Although at some point, beloved ones, I must share with you that I am going to be changing the format. I'm going to be going to a live stream format at some point shortly. I have not totally figured out which system I'm going to be using, but I do know that I'm going to be doing live streaming soon, so stay tuned for that. I'll keep you abreast of when that is to happen, because it is going to happen, and it's just a matter of time, okay? But anyway, meanwhile, just continue listening in, and one of the beautiful things about the show, you don't have to even be listening there. You can come back and listen later, and that's a beautiful thing to be able to have that access to be able to do that, okay? And that's great. But, you know, we're going to move on now. We're going to do the thing that we do. First of all, on every show, we're going to open up with prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for being in our life. We just thank you for being God in our lives. We thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to have another day of life, another day to ascend into a higher state of consciousness. So we just ask you to continue to guide us, to continue to teach us and continue to show us the way that we need to go in order to be able to maintain and do the things that we have come here to do. We all come here for a divine purpose and reason. So we looking forward, God, to your guidance and your teaching, and allowing us to be able to open up this morning and open up today to move forth into a new state of consciousness and awareness. We give prayer and gratitude for everything that shows up in our lives, the things that we understand and the things we don't understand, because we do know that everything is in divine order and God is in charge, totally in charge of the universal plane. Even when we don't understand, we know, God, that you have your hands on planet Earth and that you're allowing it to be as it is. We take full responsibility as souls and to do our part and be responsible to help make the planet a better place. We thank you, God, for just allowing us to be able to have that energy to want to make a difference and want to stand up and allow that ourselves to be used and allow ourselves to be vessels for the word and allow ourselves to move forward in a higher state of consciousness. I pray this morning for divine blessings and protection for America, for this country. We pray for all of its leaders. We pray that those who are in power, those who are about to come in power, we pray that they would do the right thing for the people, that touch their hearts and minds regardless of what it is that they want to do and direction they want to go. We know that you're in charge and that you will bring about the necessary changes we need, God. So we ask you just to touch their hearts and to make them to or open them up to receptive to doing the right thing, to bring forth the proper transitions and proper procedures that we need to order to get America going again, God. We pray, dear Lord, for protection for all those frontline workers and all the people that are dealing in the hospitals and those people who are helping to deal with this virus, with pandemic. We ask you, God, to give them strength, give them divine protection. And we pray for all those who are sick and shut in. We pray that their healing is about to become, and that they are healing in a wonderful way, and that they are moving in higher states of consciousness. We pray, God, that whatever your transition are, if they are to stay here or to make their transition, that their spirits will be protected and their energy will be protected. And we know that, God, that there is no mistakes. So we know that we're here and you're orchestrating everything in divine order. So we're just going to give thanks and praise and accept those things that we cannot change. And the things that we can change, we will go forth and do those things that is, knowing that you are the source of everything. So thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Well, beloved ones, what another wonderful day, huh? Okay. Last week, if you tuned in, you know, we started on a subject, and we got about 19 minutes in the show, and, you know, we had a little glitch, but we don't anticipate that under no circumstances today. Matter of fact, I'm going to call also on Lord Michael, the communicator, the engineering of technology and communication. Lord Michael, we need your support today to help us to move forth and to do what we need to do. So we give credit and thanks in advance for the assistance of Lord Michael and his archangels. Okay? So thank you, Lord Michael. Okay. Let's move on, beloved ones. Last week, like I said, we started the show, and it's going to be a continuation of that show. So, because I want to make sure that you have a full understanding of what it is that we are trying to say and what it is that we're doing in this particular episode. And the topic of the show is there's only one true power in the universe, and that is God. God the omnipotent, meaning the all powerful. There's no other power in the universe orchestrating anything other than God, okay? Now, you know, I understand, beloved ones, that a lot of us grew up in traditional churches, and that's just the way it is. I mean, although metaphysical teachings and Eastern philosophies has been with us even before Eastern teachings and religions were there even before Christianity came into play. But basically living in a Western society, most of us was pretty much exposed to the Christianity as it is taught today and Islam as it is taught today, although Islam is even an older religion and that it has basically come out of the East also. But there are certain things that teachings that have been taught to us that was not correct, and they were deliberately not correct. Okay? So most of us came up with the understanding and belief there were two forces in the universe that was controlling our lives. Okay? We felt there were two entities that was controlling our lives. There was a good force that was there to help us enjoy life. Then there was an evil force that was making us do all these bad things and creating all this evil in the planet. Well, beloved ones, if we some of us bought into that idea for real, really. I mean, in order for the church structure, whether it be Christianity or Islam or whatever other entity that believe in this evil force that they feel that exists on the planet, was part of the actual religious ceremony and religious belief. And it was something that was needed in order for the church to survive, okay? But let me tell you, beloved ones, if you bought into that, you have been hoodwinked, you've been bamboozled, and you've been led astray. There is no evil force here that is causing you to act in any particular way. There is no evil entity. Let's just put it there. There's no evil entity, whatever name you want to call it, to make you do something that you should not do, make any other man do anything that he wants to do, or woman. There is no place where you're going to pass, you're going to make your transition, and you're going to go there and suffer from fire and brimstone. That ain't happening, beloved ones. That is something that was implied and something that was put and added into the whole religious concept because it was about control. The church had to have a method of controlling you. And that was one of the things they used to, that's one of the teaching they used to control you. Because they wanted you to believe the church would protect you from this evil force and that you had to adhere to the church, more the church leaders, that they are the ones who were able to protect you and keep you from this evil entity. Okay? But, living ones, that was never part of the teaching of anything that God wanted into his concept of who his teaching and who he wanted to be. That is man-made, this thing about this evil force. What, like I said, whatever name you want to call it, and there's a lot of different names that people call this evil force. I don't even get into it, okay? But that is not true. It is not true. It's not true. It's not true. So I'm asking you to shift your thinking. And I know it's difficult for a lot of us because we were brought up that way. A lot of us, you know, in our 60s and 70s, and this is what's been taught to us, so it's hard to break away from any other thing. And I know some of you may say, hey, you minister, you done gone way too far now. That we need that. We need that evil force. No, you don't need it. It's not necessary, and it's not part of what the true God and the universal God force teaches. And it is. That is a myth, and it is something that really that causes us more problems than it causes us good, beloved ones. You come here on planet Earth, you've been here, some of us have been here hundreds of times, okay? So when you make your transition, you go to the other side and go through whatever process you need to do, and whenever you choose to come back to work on what you need to come back to work on, that's what you do. You do not go into any punishment. And I know that some people say, but Lord, look at all the evil going on the planet. Yes, there is evil going on the planet, but the evil that is going on the planet is coming from mankind himself. Beloved ones, God gave each one of us free will. And in that free will, you have a right to be able to rise above or go below. Okay, God gave you the ability to rise above or either to go below. So in other words, beloved one, you can operate in your higher energy, which is the God energy, or you can operate in the lower energy of your humanistical self. Although God gave you a free will, you have a choice to live it in a high level or live it in a low level, beloved one. Okay, so it is up to you. So, but in other words, do not believe in this false entity of this evil force that they want to tell you about. That is about as phony as a $3 bill. And unfortunately, so many of us have bought into it and so many of us believe in that. Okay? So no one is making man do any, no entity is making man do anything that is against his nature. Man does things against his nature because that is part of his own lower energy and his own desire to do these things that cause problems. Okay? So it is foolish for you to believe anything else, to buy into anything else, because it is not true, beloved. There's only God. God is the only source. God is the only power in the universe that makes everything go and makes that put your energy and focus on God and God only. Okay? Only God. There is nothing else other than the entity that gives you the power to create and co-create. And God made you a co-creator with him. So in your process of co-creating, you can create good, or you can create not so good, okay? It is totally your choice to do as you so believe or what you want to do, beloved ones. So it is up to you. And regardless of what you were taught, that old method is good. Sometimes, you know, you have to shift and change with the times, and you have to understand that some of the things that we learned because those who taught us had no more information than you do. People only basically pretty much teach you what they know, what they've been brought up with, and what they did. Some people choose not to shift or change, but in the universal God force on the planet, we are always shifting. There's always new energy coming in, and we have to be attuned and aware of that new energy, and then we constantly move forth in that new energy, knowing that we are that God is always communicating with us and helping us to raise our consciousness, beloved one. We are in a conscious being, and most of us are living in our three-dimensional consciousness. Some of us are in the fourth-dimensional consciousness. Some of us have actually reached the fifth-dimensional consciousness. It's where we all are designed and shifting to go. So we're in the process of shift taking place right now on planet Earth. There is a divine shift taking place that raising our consciousness up. And that's why you're seeing so many things happening that seem to be so diabolical. It's because of the third dimensional thinking and processes that are there. But then there are beings who are raising up and lifting up humanity. And they are the ones who are at least in their fourth dimension and moving toward that fifth dimension of consciousness. And the key is that we all are to get to that fifth dimension of consciousness, where that is when your life begin to live in a state of magnificence, to the point where you create everything that your heart so desires, and you're at a level where things that you only thought about is possible. There'll be healing just by talking. There would be no need for people even to open their mouths. You'll be able to understand what's on someone else's mind. When your conscience is there, you'll be able to read thoughts. You'll be able to elevate. You'll be able to teleport. You'll be able to do all kinds of magnificent and wonderful things that you be in that fifth dimensional state. That is where the higher God consciousness is. So you'll be able to operate at that level and be able to bring about what you so desire. But anyway, I'm not going to get too far into that today. That's for another show. I'm coming to talk to you about your ascension into the fifth dimensional thinking. And I'm not talking about having to leave your physical body. I'm just talking about how your state of consciousness that you can get there. But anyway, back to today's topic. Okay. There is no place called hell or any other place that's going to be punishing you. So stop it. Yes, you're going to be punished now, but it ain't going to be in a physical place. Man, now some of you may be living in that state of hell right here on planet Earth. You can create your own hell right here if that's what you want to do. And unfortunately, a lot of people are doing that and are living that state of consciousness. That's a state of consciousness that they create in their own minds and their own actions and their own being. This is nothing to do with God, but this is something that man is creating for himself. Man is creating their own dilemmas, their own situations. Everything that is showing up in your life, beloved one, is because you have allowed it to create, be created. Okay? Now, there are circumstances and situations where things happen in the universe, and that's because of the collective consciousness of mankind. When the masses of people think in one particular way, then things create and things change and shift. I don't know how many of you, well, if you were here on planet Earth, you had to know a couple of weeks ago when the election changed and people were so happy that they were dancing in the streets and they were creating this happy vibration. Everybody pretty much felt that. They felt, people felt lighter. People said they just felt as if a burden had lifted off their shoulders and that they felt in a total different state of awareness because they just felt so different. They felt happy and pleased with what, you know, was happening. That was for the folks who candidate won. They felt that way. Okay, and they was happy. But that is what I mean when I say the shifting in the masses. When the masses of people begin to feel the same way, it affects all of us. All of us can be affected. So like happiness is contagious, you know, joy is contagious. That's why when you're in that state of happiness and joyfulness, you can affect other people as well. Your energy and your vibration will vibrate through the universal plane, and you will be able to affect any other people as well. And the same thing goes when you're in that lower energy, when you're feeling a melancholy, feeling depressed, feeling as if the world, you have no control, you're spinning out of control, then you are also affecting people in your space and place that allow your energy to come and touch them in that way. And usually it happens in families and close friends can feel your pain and feel the stuff, and they too become down. They too become down. And it's all because of that vibrational frequency that you're emitting out of your body. You can just imagine one person doing that, and you create a dilemma for the whole family. So now, if the human family do that, don't you think that the human family going to be affected too? If we basically allowing ourselves to operate in that negative and low energy frequency, how it's going to affect the rest of the world? And the same thing, if more people are up and living in their higher energy and their higher self, how much of a condition that could be on the planet. You know, beloved ones, if we were all to rise to the highest level of our happy consciousness, our aware consciousness, all in one, the whole world would shift instantaneously. The whole world would shift if we could get people to just to for 1 minute to raise to their higher self and emit that positive energy, that God energy throughout the universe. What a difference it would be. People would be healed. People would be the mental institutions would empty. Things would happen. People incarcerated would take on a new shift of energy. It would be a whole massive thing if we could get people. And when it really doesn't even take that many people to really shift, because I remember a couple experiments that were done back in the 70s. I think it was the 70s. Yeah, with the Maharishi Meditation Group, where they brought in 7,000 people in the Washington, D.C. area to do practice their program, the advanced meditational program, and they were able to lower the crime rate within so many blocks of where it is that they were doing their program because of this vibrational energy that the meditators put out. It affected the environment, and that's what I'm saying. When the massive of us are doing something positive and constructive, they've also done it with prayer. When prayer day, they have National Prayer Day. National Prayer Day, people, for some reason, crime goes down. Energy changes. Things shift when people are giving and staying in that high frequency. So, beloved ones, that is something that we need to work on. And it starts with you, the individual. I don't know if the masses of people will ever come to that state of being, but you as an individual, you can do your part by staying up and staying in high energy, okay? So that's important for you to be able to do, beloved one. So let's kind of talk a little bit more. Okay, we're done with the negative energy. We know that entity doesn't exist, so we're not going to accept and buy into that anymore. Okay, we're going to operate from a different perspective and different deal. Now, unless that's what you want to do. I mean, I'm not here to control your life or tell you what you should do. The only thing I'm here to tell you is that you don't have to deal with that. You don't have to put up with that energy, okay? You don't have to allow that to be part of your life, okay? So what you want to do, we want to focus on the God energy. We want to focus on that energy of God that allows us to operate and be in that higher state of consciousness and a higher state of awareness, okay? So that's the energy that we want. That's the power that we want to bring into our lives. So let's do that, and let's continuously to vibrate at that higher level, okay, that we bring about all that is good into our life, okay? So that's the thing that we want most of all to be able to do. So let's talk about God the good, the omnipotent. I love saying that. God the good, the omnipotent. That means the all-powerful God. See, God is love. God is energy. When you mention the word God, doesn't it make you feel good? When you just mention God or you use the term I am, that is the power of God within you. You know, beloved ones, if you just went around all day and just said, I am, I know I am, your whole vibration will shift because you're calling on the name of God. Some in the Hindu religion use the word Krishna. They say, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They are calling in God. They are invoking the name of the mighty power of God. God is the source. And so when we can tune into God, then we can feel that energy of God, we're going to be better people. Doesn't it make you feel good when the word God is being mentioned? If you can't feel that, then something's wrong with you. There's a problem. God is the source of all things. And you and I, beloved one, we are an extension of God. We are an extension of God. And when I say we are an extension of God, because you and I were all made in the spiritual image of the gods. And they did say gods. And so that means there's masculine and feminine. No one has an exclusive. Men don't think that God was only like them. Women, God was the gods were of the feminine energy as well. Okay, so guys, you ain't got nothing to make you think that you're so much better than the ladies. We're all here on that equal thing because that all creative God created all of us. And when I'm saying creative, I'm not speaking so much of you. God, you are made in the image of God. This is absolutely true. But when I said the image of God, I'm talking about the spiritual image of God. Your spiritual DNA is the same as the God who created this entire universe. This entire universe was created by the God that created it, and you are part of that DNA strain. That is inside of you right now. When you say your I am present, you're talking about the spirit of God living inside of you and being part of you, and there has been with you ever since you was conceived as a soul, and you were made your rim into the physical obtained, whether it was here on planet Earth or some other planet in the universe. And by the way, planet Earth ain't the only universe, only place that souls go. There's a vast universe, blood. We are not the only civilized beings on the planet. Matter of fact, we may be operating at the low end when it comes to intelligence and high energy beings spread out through the universe. There's lots and lots and lots of us out there in the universe, and the creative God force that created the masses are part of that energy as well, beloved ones. So you can see how vast and high extension God is. But the same God that created all of that is the same God that is inside of you and gives you the power to create and manifest in your life the things that you need that's already inside of you. And so you are co-creators. Just like the God created the earth, God gave you the power to create your life. Okay, you have the power and the assistance of the God force to create your life in a high, mean, and an optimal life, because God intends for you to have an optimal life, regardless of what how you may be living or what you need to be. God intended for you to live an optimal life, beloved one. God intended you to have the necessary resources, the necessary opulence, the necessary health, the the necessary relationships to be able to live and sustain yourself, because that will help you to be able to grow and become a better soul. Because your whole thing here is about learning and going back and redoing things that you may have done in a previous life and to correctify them. But you're here to learn, and you're not only here to learn as a soul, but you're here to help humanity to rise above and be part of the collective consciousness. So you have a two purpose for being here. And so by you living in that higher state of consciousness that I told you about, that higher energy, it will always allow you to be able to do that. Okay? So you, beloved ones, have to be able to take charge and realize that you are a being. You are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Yes, you sons and daughters of your physical parents who gave you the physical body to be able to come to planet Earth. Your parents played a very significant role, because if they did not agree to allow their physical bodies to be used to bring you here, then hey, more than likely a lot of us wouldn't have shown up. Okay, there is some beings that show up without having to have a father in the Immaculate Conception. It's real. Yes, God has put souls on the planet without the union of two individuals. But I would guarantee you that probably 99% of us will come here through the connection of a mother and father and the whole birth process. Okay? But even that birth process, once you decide to come into the birth process, you still came in with that same God force energy inside of you, beloved ones. You know, and I cannot overemphasize how important that is, that you understand your true nature and who you really, really are. Okay? You are spiritual beings having a human experience. Let me repeat that to you, and most of you people who are listening to the show probably realize you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Unfortunately, some human beings enjoy to living in this lower form and lower energy, and they bask in that, and it's absolutely crazy why anyone would want to live that life. But who am I to say what another soul would want to need or what another soul chooses to do? I mean, even God don't judge him, so we cannot judge. I just ain't gonna judge nobody based on what they do. I mean, we can look around right now and just think about what has transpired in America over the last 3.5 years. All the chaos that has taken place here and confusion that has taken place here, right here in America. And the whole world is in a spin. But look at what's happening right here in America now with the situation with political energy. And that's because the people who have been running this country have been running this country based on low energy. They have been operating in their lower self, beloved ones, because that's who and what they choose to be. That's not who they are, but that's what they choose to be at this time. All beings have the ability to shift and change, and just because someone is one way today doesn't mean that that person is going to be that way all the day, all the time. So even the people who are on the top right now who may not be doing things in the manner that you deem or we deem necessary or righteous the way to do it, doesn't mean that God has finished using them and that they will not be used, that they will not shift at some point. If you go back and look through the Bible, you look at Paul, who they said killed over 6,000 Christians in his journey of trying to put down Christianity. But at some point, when God was ready to use him, touched him and used him, Paul was riding in his horse, and all of a sudden he went blind. And from what I understand, he went blind for about 2 days, 2-3 days. But when he came out, he was a different being. God had transformed something new in him, made him a new creature. So he shifted and changed in a way. I look at David, who was another being in the teachings of the Christian witchcraft. Who David was a scoundrel. David did some horrible things, but God found favor in him when he needed him to be able to do his work. So do not give up on anyone, anything, because everybody is something to shift and change. Okay, beloved one. So regardless of how they seem today, it could shift and change and be something totally different. Okay, so it is not for you to judge. judge not that ye be judged. So stop judging situations. Just know that God is in charge of the universe and everything is in divine order. And I'm not telling you to accept bad behavior by no means. No, we need to stand up against bad behavior. But you must come to an understanding is that all people are subject to change. Look at your own life, how you have shifted and changed. I look at my own, look at my life personally, and I know how I shifted and changed. I lived in the streets for 20 years, doing crazy and mischievous things, and you know, into the drug life and gangster life and that whole thing. And I know how God touched my life and have turned me around and brought me into a new full understanding. So everybody is subject to change. So let's not be so judgmental, beloved ones. Okay, let's understand that we all have the ability to live high frequency. Whether we choose to is a different deal. But you know what? If you choose to live in that low energy and choose to do those horrible things, then in your next incarnation, guess what? You're going to come back and have to get, and you're going to have to rectify that. You're going to have to rectify your energy and what you do and how you do it. I'm telling you right now, you should want to try to do the right thing because it's going to make a difference in your next incarnation or how life is going to be. And you're going to have to pay for it. There is no, you do not get away with anything, even basic stuff. You know, that's called a law of attraction that take care of our basic thing that you do, what you send out, you get back. And that's pretty much on a frequency law of attraction. But then there's a thing called karma, which is based on the physical actions that you take and the things that you do, the creation you do, you have to come back and suffer and go through what you need to do to rectify yourself, okay? And to do it, now that's karma, the whole other program. And I did a program on karma. So, but I'm just telling you, just for example, the American Indians of today, from the understanding and the knowledge that I have been taught from that thing of karma, was the soldiers who put them on the reservation had to come back and experience what they'd done to those Native American people. So they had to end up being on the reservation and suffering and going through all the things that they have had to go through because they are the ones that created the situation that put those beloved people there. So the universe is fair, beloved ones. So we all get what we put out. So start living your life with the understanding of knowing that whatever I do, I'm going to have to pay for it. I'm going to say that to you again. Whatever you do, you're going to have to pay for it in some form, in some fashion, okay? So do the right thing. As Spike Lee would say, just do the right thing, and you won't have to worry about it to the best of your ability. You know, we all fall short. We all come up on the short end some days and in some situations where we know that we should do better and be better, but we don't. But when you find yourself in those situations, shift and change. You know, and one of the easy ways to shift and change is to focus on the inside of the I Am presence inside of you, brother. When you tune into your I Am presence, things shift and change, okay? So you have to be able to do that. You have to make that shift and change to be able to bring things into your true nature, into who you are. It is the God inside of you that are helping you to be able to bring forth those things and helping you to be that you wish to be. You know, it is written in Matthew 6:24 that you cannot serve two masters. What does that mean? That means, beloved ones, you cannot serve good and bad at the same time. It ain't gonna work. It doesn't work that way. The universe doesn't work that way. You have to choose what you're going to do and who you're going to be and who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve your lower nature, or are you going to operate in the high nature of God? You're going to operate in your higher self. Are you going to be that loving being, be kind, be respectful, and treat others as you wish to be treated? Okay? We have that choice to do that. You see, beloved one, because God the omnipotent is the all-consuming love. God is all about love and happiness, you see. So when you live in your God self and your I and utilizing your I Am presence, you are bringing about the power of God, the sweet, sweet power of God. that allows you to be able to bring about what you need to do. So, beloved one, I tell you all the time that you are gods and goddesses. And don't let nobody tell you that's blasphemy. That's another ludicrous thing. You know, you are made in the image of God. You are sons and daughters of God. So if you're sons and daughters of God, that makes you gods and goddesses, because you are the sons and daughter of God. Okay? There is no doubt in my mind about that one, all right? So just keep your mind focused on God and the spiritual vibration inside of you, and it will help you to maintain a high frequency. If at any time you're getting down, just look inside at God and call on that God, I am present inside of you, and you can shift instantaneously, beloved one, when you know that you recognize the God inside of you and recognize that you are that God energy inside of you. It can help you to raise yourself to a higher state of consciousness at any minute. I mean, it doesn't take more than a nanosecond to shift your energy when you recognize who you truly are. Spiritual beings having a human spirit, gods and goddesses, okay? So you need to do this and refocus your energy on that God present in you. The I am present will never change, and it will never forsake you. That energy of God is the energy that is with you at birth, with you and you make your transition. It'd be with you when you come back. It'd be with you when you leave. You take that same I am present in you. Well, or you change your physical body, you change your temple, but you do not change that God force inside of you. That God force will be there with you under all circumstances. And that God force is there to help you through big and small situations in your life. You have to be very radical in your thinking from the aspect of shifting and knowing that God is the source that is inside of you and that God is helping you to be that which you need to be. Okay? So we're going to constantly understand that God is the power and God is the source that is helping you to heal and helping you to become more in tune in everything that you're doing. Okay, beloved ones? So this is very, very important for you to do. Okay? Do not allow yourself to be played a trick on. Do not allow your mind to shift you and have you thinking that something else is controlling you, someone else is controlling you, because no one else is controlling you but you and the God force. You have to believe that you have control. No other entity has control over you other than God. So whatever the false teachings were taught to you, that you do not have to buy in and accept that, beloved ones. Okay? Never, never, never do you need to buy in and accept that concept. Okay? And, you know, another thing that's sort of a pet peeve of mine since I'm on this today about false teachings. We were taught that God is somewhere in the sky. So many of the religions teach you that you and God are separate. God is someplace and you are somewhere else. And most people look up and say, where's God? Especially God's up there in the sky. God is over there. Beloved ones, that's another false teaching that the church has taught you, because they did not want you to. Anytime you understand and have control of yourself, you are controlling yourself. And you got to understand, I'm not knocking the church from the standpoint, because a lot of them taught only what they knew. And especially today, they only the teachings come back from eons of years. So people are just going on with what they've been accepting, what they've been learning and continually to have and continue to be. But that is a myth also. God, you are not detached from God. You are not attached from God, beloved ones. You and God are one. God is in your physical body. God is with you. God is here with you at all times. You do not have to beg and plead, and hopefully that your prayers go through the layers of the sky and however it is that God is setting up on the throne somewhere up in the sky somewhere. You do not have to buy into that, beloved ones.
God is right here with you right now. Okay? Right now, right now, right now. God is here. God, you don't need to go outside of yourself to look for God. Okay? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful to come to that understanding that you do not have to go outside and outside of your own personal being to know and recognize God? That God is with you right where you sit, right where you lay, right where you are. Where God is where you are. Okay? Where you are is where God is. Okay? So learn to tap in. Learn to understand. Now, we have to be in a certain state of stillness and quietness in order to be able to hear the voice of God. God talks to us all the time. But if you are actively and in total of conflict and your mental, you're in living in a state of anger and living in a state of confusion, living in a state of whatever they cause you to be chaotic, then you are not in a position where you can listen to the voice of God. See, the voice of God is very still and distinct, but you cannot have a lot of other chaos going on inside of your physical mind in order to be able to listen to the word of God. It is so quiet. It is so peaceful. And that it is just absolutely very present when you hear it. And you can distinguish the voice of God if you allow yourself to be at that state of consciousness and that state of awareness, beloved ones. It is not that no one has an exclusivity in hearing the voice of God. We all do because God is within us. So as I listen to God, so do God. God is communicating with me. God is communicating with you on the same level. So, yeah, I'm here to help bring you awareness and consciousness of who and whom you are. I'm not here to be an interceptive or be someone who need to talk to God for you. I can't talk to God for you. You have to talk to your own God self, okay? No preacher can talk to God and make God, persuade God to do something specifically for you. You have to be the one who accept that. Even people who have miraculously healing, their healing comes from the fact they accept the fact that that individual that may be doing the healing have the power to do that. But it comes from their own belief that they can be healed, not because of what someone else did or no one else laid their hands on them and just mystically caused them to be. Now, they are gifted people, but you have to believe. You have to have some belief yourself. You have to have some faith in your belief. And that's like saying, when you pray, it is said, prayers without faith or prayers without works are dead, loved ones. So when you pray and ask for your I am presence to shift and change something, you have to believe it. You have to have faith that it is going to transpire. You have to have faith in it. So you have to put yourself into that energy and to allow it to be able to come through. Yes, the prayers work. Everything else work. A lot of things work if you have faith. Your faith is what makes the difference and what manifests in your life. You know, even if things are going chaotic and a lot of chaos is in your life, then guess what? That is because you have allowed yourself to have faith in chaos. Okay? So what you have to have faith in is the faith in your I am presence and that God inside of you that allow you to be able to exist and allow you to be able to come forth, beloved ones. You have to have that faith. You have to keep your mind focused on God, and that will help you in your faith to be able to utilize the power of God to help you in your process. And like I said, you do not have to go looking for God somewhere outside of yourself, looking for God up in the sky somewhere. The power of God is with you. The mercy of God is so grateful, God, beloved ones. Not only is your I am presence there ready to assist you under any circumstances, God has not only that, God has allowed you to have guardian angels who were assigned to you at birth. So all you need to do is tap into your guardian angels who will always assist you and help you. And they have done it even with your unbeknowing. Now, that is one situation where your higher self will step in. Your guardian angels will step in to protect you when you do not have the ability to protect yourself, beloved one. Okay? So that force is there, and that is for you. That is God's divine guidance that he has left with you. He's given you and assigned you to guardian angels to protect you and help you in your need. But your guardian angels, beloved one, will not step into your life, into your life stream to do anything for you without your assistance or asking them to help to do that. Yes, they will save you from harm. This is true. When you're in a situation, a lot of things that you would have been and came out in a whole lot worse situation, it was not for those guardian angels who God has assigned to protect you and look out for you. So be grateful. Give gratitude every day for your guardian angels, for your angels who protect you and keep you safe and help you to maintain yourself. But it's still up to you. When you're talking about life-changing things and how you want to manifest in your life, then and you need the assistance of your angels, then you must ask, okay? Because they are not going to interfere in your everyday operation, everyday manifesting in your life. Yes, they will help you. They will save you from harm's way if that is what is necessary for you to do, okay? And if that's necessary for you to do that. Now, some of the things that come in your way in harm life, sometimes we have to have the life experiences that this energy or this negativity may bring to us. And so, hey, you have to experience what you need to be. You know, sometimes even in illness, there's so many people who grow out of their experience of being ill. You know, I heard some stories that talk about people who really shift and change their lives. They changed their lives when they had an injury, they had a health condition in their life, and they were able to shift and change in their life. So, yes, some of the things come in your life from your health standpoint are there to help you to grow. So sometimes if things happen, don't be so upset about it, because it's a growth process to help you to be able to maintain yourself. No, nobody want to walk around being sick or feeling sick, but some out of some sickness and some situations, people become better spirits and better beings out of their situation. Some people, unfortunately, become incarcerated. And some of the people who, after having that experience of being in incarceration, they come out and they be much better people. So situations happen to help us to grow and help us to bring about and to come about. And guess what, beloved ones? All of it is about you being a co-creator, you being part of that process. No entity outside of you made you do anything bad. No entity outside of anyone else made somebody do something to you that was bad. Okay? That was their lower self. And when you do something that's not properly aligned, that's because of your low energy. So I'm here to tell you now, beloved one, it's about you shifting your energy into a higher state of consciousness and knowing that is for your higher self. Okay? So I am hoping today that you really have gained something from this lesson, and that it will help you in your growth process and help you to be more attuned and more aware of who and whom you are, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High God. And gratefully, you are made in the image of God, and you are God-like. That more, regardless you may not act that way sometimes, but believe me, beloved ones, it is your higher nature is there waiting for you to embrace and accept it of being what it needs to be. So, like I said, I'm grateful that you all tuned in today. At some point, I'm going to be shifting the show to another format, okay? And I just want to expand and bring about some new technology. You know, technology is something else, and there's a lot of stuff out there I need to do, and I'm kind of an old schooler, so I've been fighting to doing this technology thing, but I know it's time to shift into come into a little more higher energy and higher consciousness. So
I will keep you all abreast of my shift and change of how I'm going to do that. I'm more than likely going to keep the Blog Talk Radio show going as long as it's feasible and it makes sense to do that. But I will be expanding my broadcasting at some point. And there is technology out there where I can do the Blog Talk and other formats at the same time. And that's what I'm looking at and being able to do. Okay? So stay tuned, beloved ones. And all of you who have not visited my website, please do. www.theholisticministry.com. Okay? Theholisticministry.com. And there is a donation page if you choose to. I don't ask and require that anyone do that. That is up to you. If you know it's good to support the way you're being spiritually fed. But that is your choice. That is up to you and your God force and you and your life how you want to do that. I don't do the bag thing, okay? So, because God, I've been blessed and fortunate. God take care of me and mine, okay? So I don't have to beg for anything. But anyway, I want to be able to bring forth, and let's close out with prayer today, okay? Because God has brought us a message today and has brought us the word today to be able to bring forth and to bring that into a higher state of consciousness, okay? So, beloved, mighty I Am presence, we are so grateful for today. We are so grateful for all that you have allowed us to be exposed to. We thank you for the words. We thank you for the teaching. We thank you for understanding. We thank you now that we will embrace only God, the good, the God, the omnipotent, is the only force that is truly force in the universe, that it can help and sustain us. And we will no longer focus our energy on anything other than the high level conscience of God. God is the source of everything, and God is the source of all there is. And God is the energy that gives us breath and gives us the mental capability to bring forth in our lives that which we need and that which is for our highest good. So we just thank God for his love, his compassion, intuitive intuition to give us the knowing of how we are to live our lives and knowing how we are to bring forth in our lives that high energy and that high spirit, that we will constantly stay in that state of awareness and consciousness, and we will begin to realize that we are that energy of God inside of us. And whenever we feel astray or feel alone, we will tap into you, God, and tap into that energy inside of us, knowing that that is the energy that will sustain us and raise us and keep us at a higher state of consciousness under all circumstances. So we're grateful today, God. We just come to you humbly open and giving gratitude and thanks to you, God, for all the years. We thank you, God, for all the shifting and changing that's taking place on the universal earth plane. We thank you, God, for the new political paradigm shift that's in the process of taking place. We thank you, God, for hearing our prayers for a better America, and that it will be something that will help all of us to be able to do, help us to raise our conscience and be more productive in everything we do. So we are so grateful. We are so, so grateful, God, for you. We are so, so grateful for your love and for your divine oneness and care. So we ask you, God, just as tenderly as we go about this week, that you will keep us in your shield, that you will keep us in your white light of protection that surround our physical bodies, that you will keep us in this spirit of high energy and high vibration, God. We thank you. We are so grateful for you, God. We love you, God. We love you, and we will continuously to honor and praise your name, knowing that it is the highest energy in the planet, is to be able to call upon you, God, and to bring forth that energy. So thank you, God, for just being God. Thank you for allowing us to be able to have those times that we can call upon you, knowing that you are with us. You will never forsake us or never forget us or never leave us alone, that you are with us and that part of you are always with us at all times. And for that, we are so full of gratitude, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the show today. Thank you, God, for the technology that was able to transpire. We thank you that you will continue to bless us and continue to give us oneness and knowledge, God. I am full of gratitude today. I love you so much, and so it is. So thank you, God, for all there is.
You're so wonderful.